Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast presented to you by Merger Market and SS&C Intralinks. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist who's been covering M&A for a decade. In this episode, we're heading to Sao Paulo in Brazil to find out about the country's new law to regulate the booming online betting industry. I'm joined by Camilla Pavanelli, who is a reporter for Merger Market. Hi, Camilla. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So can you begin by outlining the new law, what it is, who it affects, and when it came into force, please?
So the new law was enacted in December of last year. So Brazil has had a sports betting and online gaming market since 2018, but it hasn't been properly regulated yet. So, for example, foreign companies operating in this market, they have not paid any taxes in Brazil, any specific taxes in Brazil so far. But with the new law, this changes. And the law establishes several requirements for companies interested in operating in Brazil. And it sets up a transition period, a 6-month transition period for those already operating. And all the sources I've spoken to, they have been unanimous in one thing, that the law was a very important step for both players and potential investors and bettors as well. In for investors and companies already operating, it's important to provide greater legal certainty for those investments. And not only that, I mean, the law establishes several like integrity and safety requirements, mechanisms that companies will have to put in place. And none of that existed so far.
And could you just run through what those are in a little bit more detail?
Well, to operate here, companies will be required to pay like a $6 million grant to obtain a 5-year license from the finance ministry. And the law establishes, for example, restrictions on advertising. Companies will not be allowed to promote online gambling as a financial investment or as a means to make easy money. So there's these types of restrictions. Some people will be prohibited from companies will have to verify the identity of bettors, and for example, underage people will not be able to place bets. So there are restrictions like this. So companies will have to participate in entities in charge of monitoring sports integrity. They will have to put in place anti-money laundering mechanisms. So these are all things that that are expected to make investors a little bit more confident in the integrity of the market in Brazil.
Great. And you say that your sources have said that it's really crucial to provide certainty, but it sounds like it's going to be very expensive for the companies themselves. How have those existing players in the betting gambling industry, how have they received the new law?
So this is an interesting question because it intersects with the M&A aspect of the whole thing. I've had one source tell me that all Brazilian companies that are looking forward to continue to operate in this market and that do not have $6 million to spare are potential targets for investments. Because so this and all foreign companies that want to invest here are potential investors here because they're going to need to have either to set up a Brazilian subsidiary or have a partnership with a company already operating here. So yeah, you're right that not all companies have that kind of money.
Okay. And so can we look in a bit more detail about why it's likely to foster M&A? Could you just kind of outline that, why your sources think that it's likely to lead to deal activity?
So because the law establishes that the companies that will be able to obtain a license from the Ministry of Finance, they must be incorporated under Brazilian law, and they must be headquartered in Brazil. And get this, they must have a Brazilian shareholder with at least a 20% stake. So this 20% Brazilian shareholder requirement, so the sources think that this will necessarily make foreign companies need to establish, at the very least, partnerships in Brazil to set up JVs or set up a Brazilian subsidiary. But they'll have to have a Brazilian shareholder with at least a 20% stake. So this is why it's expected to boost the M&A market. But also, it's important to mention this caveat that there's also a lot that's not clear. The government said that it would clarify a lot of things in the law through executive action, through 12 decrees to be published throughout the year. But like one of these decrees is supposed to explain how the authorization process is actually going to work out. So we don't have that yet. But still, it's already clear from the law. This 20% Brazilian shareholder requirement is already clear.
And so where does that leave the major foreign gambling companies that are already operating in Brazil? What are they doing now? Are they looking for further clarity before they start taking action, or are they looking for Brazilian partners now? And you mentioned some of them were setting up joint ventures to get around this.
Yeah, no, about this, I couldn't really find a consensus. Some people, some lawyers have told me that they're seeing some companies explore opportunities now. Like some, like one guy from the industry has told me that he expects M&A to pick up only next year. Like that for this year, he doesn't expect a lot to happen. He thinks like the market will need, we need to see these government decrees first. It will need more clarity. But so it's unclear, like from my reporting, when this movement will really kick off.
And Camilla, I'm guessing with Brazil being the largest market in Latin America, that the major foreign players will look to find a way to make this work, because it must be really fertile territory for them for online gambling and sports betting.
Well, yeah, just to give you an idea, I was just looking at some statistics, and last year Brazil had 53 million single users per month. So yeah, you're right that it's a major market. It's a major market. We've had one company comment that it is actively looking out for opportunities, that it is looking to see what's going on here, which is DraftKings. And we have several companies who have officially expressed interest in obtaining a license to operate in Brazil, because in October of last year, the government issued a decree asking companies, telling companies that if they would express their interest in operating here, they would be given a priority when the license process would begin. So
a bit like an early bird discount.
I don't know if they're going to get a discount, but maybe they're going to get a license quicker than competitors. So some of those companies, for example, are Leo Vegas, Betway, DraftKings, MGM Casino. These are just some of 134 companies that have told the government, yes, please count me in. I'm interested. So it doesn't mean like they're necessarily going to invest here, but they're for sure potential bidders.
They're interested.
Potential investors. Yes, they're interested.
And can you just finish off by outlining the next steps for the process? At what point are the licenses going to be awarded, and how quickly will those 134 companies get their licenses and be ready to operate?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. So far, the sources I've talked to said they were expecting this to begin like the first half of the year. But the truth is, we still don't know. I mean, they expected like for the first half of the year, but they expected. It doesn't mean that it's going to necessarily happen. The next step would be for the government to really publish a decree laying out the process, establishing the like step one, step two of the process, really. This is what we're waiting for.
And before that happens, are companies allowed to operate as they were?
Yeah, no, they're still, everything's going on as usual. The government is supposed to give them a 6-month window for them to adjust to the new requirements.
Great. Good to talk to you, Camilla. Thanks very much. That was Camilla Pavanelli, a reporter for Merger Market based in Brazil. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market and SS&C Intralinks. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. If you want to find out more about what we've been discussing, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.